The message I'd like to bring to you today is about two most important questions. We could call it the two most important questions. Let's begin reading in verse 1 of chapter 9. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And the Lord said to him, "Arise, go into the city. You will be told what you must do." Two most important questions. Did you pick them out? The first one is, "Who are you, Lord?" And the second one is, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Who are you? Who is Jesus? Pilate said, "Behold the man. Look at the man. Who is this man? Who are you? Who is this personage that we hear about? Jesus the Christ. Who is he?" Well, he claimed that he was God in a human body. He claimed that he was God openly and unashamedly. He claimed to be God. He got crucified for that, for one thing. He got killed because he claimed he was God. He claimed to be equal with God. He said he was the Son of God, and the religious leaders didn't think that was a very good thing to claim. He claimed he was God. He claimed that there was no other way except by himself to come to God and to have eternal life. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me," in John the 14th chapter. That's what he claimed. He also says of himself, in the first chapter of the book of Revelation, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end." The beginning and the end. The first, the last. Obviously that would infer the middle and everything else in between, wouldn't it? Then he goes on to say later in that same first chapter, in verse 18, "I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of Hades and of death." He claims that he's God, that he died, but that he's alive forevermore. That's who he claims to be. Now, this is a most important question, one of the most important questions you could possibly ever ask yourself, and you need to ask yourself. Why? Because if he is who he claims to be, then that makes everything else in life different. That makes everything else that you could think about or do, every decision that you could or should make, it makes it subject to that. Because if he is who he claimed to be, if he is God, if he is the creator, if he is the boss, if he is the ruler, well then, it's important for you to know that. It's important for you to realize that, because if he's who he says he is, he's going to be also the